Threesomes top the charts of many a sexual fantasy. Their popularity knows no bounds. So, here's reading Sex in a Trio. And what are those experiences like? I'm sure we all want to know. Reading Sex. The stories here are all aged horny, and some also corny, but most definitely, all of the stories are downright sexy with adult themes, sexually explicit content and strong language. I have not written these characters and stories. I just love reading them. How it began. Written by Bruised, and liking it. I couldn't believe my luck. There's a little bit of me that wonders how far things can go. Mostly though, I walk around fully anticipating that anything can happen. Seriously, the current situation is proof that you never really know what goes on behind closed doors. I don't remember when exactly it started. The day, I mean. But I remember every moment like it was yesterday. A bunch of us gathered at a local club to hang out, just be together. It was all the usual suspects, the group, well, actually, my group. We hung out, chatted, took pictures as always, and then headed to the club. It was not at all uncommon for Will and I to invite friends back, particularly mine. Everyone knew that as much as we might sound like we're joking, the fact of the matter was that Will and I were open, to say the least. So we joke, have a few drinks, and then, it's time to go home. Will's only had one or two beers, so we're driving anyone that needs a lift. We packed MJ and the others into the car and began making the rounds. One final invitation for MJ before we get to her street, and I think that to this day I have not fully recovered from her response. Okay, she said. I'm surprised Will didn't drive off the road, and I'm fairly certain that my panties were soaked right then and there. What? We both said at the same time. Okay, I'll come back to your house with you. I turned and looked at MJ, and she was smiling half nervously, but there was this look of wonder as well. I reached for Will and he was already hard. I reached back to touch MJ and began stroking her leg. Each touch of her, even through the heavy cloth of her jeans, made me tingle inside, and I could not wait to stroke her bare skin. The conversation during the drive was strained. We didn't want her to feel coerced. We had to be sure this was her idea and that she didn't feel pressured by our constant advances. This was my best girlfriend, and we also needed to be sure the friendship wasn't going to be awkward. I kept telling MJ that if she changed her mind, it was okay. All the while I'm secretly chanting, "Please, please, please don't change your mind." Back at the house, we perform a few standard rituals. Pick the right music, pour a few glasses of wine, and roll a joint. First, we're just talking, all kinda just lazing around. The occasional stroke of a finger against a leg, foot, arm. I can tell MJ's a bit nervous. My beautiful best friend on the verge of being our playmate, I might have been a little nervous myself. I sat behind her and started rubbing her shoulders and neck. Every once in a while, I'd let my finger stretch toward the nape of her neck or just at the top of a breast. Each stroke ever so slightly more daring, and then I would back off. She began arching her back so that I would have better access to her. I slid off her shirt and began rubbing bare flesh more freely. I let my hand slide under her bra, barely grazing her nipples as they appeared to be reaching out to my fingertips. Lowering my lips to her ear, I whispered encouragement as she began to relax to my touch. Once she seemed to be comfortable, I began to encourage Will to participate. He began rubbing her cunt through her jeans and letting his hands trail up to her breasts. After a few moments, I started taking some of my own clothes off, and then I moved to the front. Right between MJ's thighs. Will and I both helped her get out of her jeans, and I began exploring her beautiful cunt with my fingers, teasing just on the edge of her pussy. Letting a finger slide between the folds of her labia, just barely enough pressure to detect. MJ detected it and pushed her body down closer. I could tell she wanted me to push my fingers into her. I leaned forward and let the tip of my tongue linger over the outer edges of her snatch. She smelled so good, and already I could detect a glistening on the inner folds. After several moments of teasing and exploring, I pushed my face full onto her cunt and began licking and sucking and nibbling her labia and clit. I let my tongue enter her where my fingers had first been, and the amount of liquid coming from her began oozing around the side of my mouth. I could feel her wetness on my chin and even on my own chest. I tried to take my time but quickly realized there was no need. MJ just kept coming and coming. If I licked her, liquid spilled into my mouth. If I used my fingers, she splashed liquid all over the floor and anything or body in the way. By this time, Will is completely undressed and stroking his lovely cock. Watching him handle himself puts me over the edge sometimes. I couldn't wait to let MJ see what I had been bragging to her about for months. Then I watch as he moves his cock within her reach. MJ looks hungry. She can't wait to have a taste of Will. She reaches out her hand and begins stroking him. I push my face deeper into her pussy. I can see her and hear the slurps of her mouth on his massive prick. I'm so completely horned out by her lips on his cock that I move up where I can watch a bit. I replace my tongue with my fingers so as not to leave MJ unattended, and I move where I can assist her by sucking Will's balls while she sucks his cockhead. MJ began letting her hands roam over my body, touching my chest, lingering on my nipples. I moved back between her legs and began sucking her cunt hard, pushing my face and tongue as deep into her as I could, and then it happened. She squirted all over my face, and when she did, I felt the flood in my pants and decided it was time to take them off. Will got behind me, and as I sucked and licked MJ, feeling her squirt on me, hearing her moan and groan, he began fucking me from behind. His massive cock felt little resistance as my own cunt was juiced from coming while I got MJ off. I tend to come a lot. I have rarely reached a point of, okay, I'm done, don't touch me anymore. I know most people get there, and I actually know some women that only play with their vibrator long enough to come once. I don't get that. I rarely come fewer than 3 or 4 times, and most times I would have to say 8 or 10 times per session. Will fuck me hard and deep, just the way I like, and all the while MJ's coming on my face or my hand. After several O's, I decided MJ should know how good it feels to have a big hard rod pushed into her. I invite Will to switch positions and began fingering MJ's clit as he pushed his cock deep inside her. MJ's considerably smaller than me, and I expect much tighter within seconds, though Will was driving his cock deep within her. I could see his cock head disappear over and over again, and began using my hand to bring myself to another O. Will noticed and reached for me. I shimmied closer so he could use his hand on me while he was thrusting into MJ. I reached for her breasts with my free hand and began rubbing and pinching her nipples. MJ began writhing and moaning, and actually may have even let out a few screams of pleasure as Will's great cock tore deep into her belly. I moved behind Will and began licking his balls as my fingers took turns playing with her cunt hole and his shaft. I began stroking his cock in rhythm as he moved in and out of her, and wrapped my fingers in such a way that as he pushed deeper into her, my fingers pressed against her clit. MJ ejaculated over and over and over, each time spilling great streams of liquid onto Will's cock, my hand, Will's balls, and even my face. I have no idea how many times I came just during that portion of the evening. Will had me lie next to MJ and began taking turns fucking me, using his fingers on MJ, fucking MJ, using his fingers on me, and then when he was about to come, he pulled out and sprayed his cum on both of us. I licked Will's cum off MJ, and she rubbed his cum into my chest and belly. After we all came, Will moved off the floor onto the couch, but MJ and I stayed laying side by side on the floor. Within barely a minute or two, we began touching each other again, and before I knew it, I was face down between her lovely thighs again. Licking, sucking, exploring her, teasing her. Will and I have a few toys handy, and I feel the edge of his riding crop tracing across my body as I begin finger fucking MJ. 3 fingers, adding one at a time. Pushing into her, pulling out, and lingering just at the edge of her pussy till I could feel her pushing her cunt down so as to welcome my fingers. I continued with my fingers but knelt up so my ass was exposed. In a better position now, I began sucking the small hard clit, rolling my tongue gently around it and alternately sucking hard all the while pushing my fingers inside and feeling her liquids ooze. Then gush all over my hand. Will began spanking me and fingering me from behind. Will was brutal with his hands, spanking me hard, then shoving his fingers forcefully into me. I began humping his hand, riding it as hard and as fast as he was shoving his fingers in me. I was pushing my cunt onto his hand. His other hand was reached around me in such a way that he could fondle MJ's nipples. I began burying my face in MJ again, and soon I found that Will replaced his fingers with his cock. This time my cunt is well used, from his earlier rough fucking and his recent brutal finger fuck. My labia may have even been a little swollen. Either that or Will was harder and thicker than any night before or since. I felt his cock head deep inside me and could feel his balls slapping at the base of my cunt as he thrust into me. I came again and again, and Will just kept fucking me. MJ moved below me, and Will now had access to us both again. MJ and I were face to face. After several moments of wondering whether or not MJ would mind, I finally just moved my face close to hers and began kissing her. Long wet kisses, I let my tongue slide around inside her mouth and let my hands reach down and rub her clit again as Will fucked her. MJ moved her head down on my chest and took my nipple between her teeth, teasing at first, then nibbling and then sucking my tit. Long hard sucks, and while sucking she reached her free hand to my hair and began tugging. I came again, and when I did I sat up and moved Will to the couch. I needed his cock in my mouth. Fact, I love fucking Will. Fact, I love sucking Will's cock even more. I knelt in front of him and began riding his cock with my mouth. MJ moved closer and stroked both Will and I while I sucked him. I bent my head down and began sucking his balls so she could have her turn sucking again. Will could reach us both and was pinching nipples and spanking both of us the whole while. After some wonderful cock sucking and a good spanking, I invited MJ to climb on Will's dick and give it a ride. I got her to face forward and sit on him. I helped guide his cock to her pussy, and as MJ began riding, I began running my tongue up and down her slit, down to the base of his cock. Alternating between sucking on his balls, tonguing her slit hard and fighting the temptation to lick his ass. MJ came and came, the couch was full of her liquid, my face and Will's whole body practically were covered in essence of MJ. When MJ appeared to be tiring, I moved her off Will's cock and she lay sprawled over us on the couch. Will's cock was hard and full of MJ's juices. I couldn't help but take him into my mouth and suck him with all I had left. Will's hand found MJ's cunt and he fingered her again while I rode my mouth up and down his thick shaft. Sucking hard, moving my tongue around. When I felt his balls constrict, I knew there would be thick cum soon. I moved my mouth barely out of reach so his cum could land on my face. He began squirting. I felt his cum hit my forehead, my cheek, my lips, my eyes, and even some in my hair as his hot spurts landed on me. I felt my cunt contracting in yet another O. Afterwards, we all lazed around and chatted some more, finished our wine, and then it was time to go home. Who knew my best friend is as freaky as me? There's been a few times since, not as many lately, but each one has been an exhilarating experience. I am most constantly in a state just thinking about it. In fact, it's time to go finish myself off now, so this continuing story will have to continue later. Aren't you dripping and thirsty for juices of your own after hearing this story? Awesome. Stay in the mood. Reading. Sex.